We'll be looking at all the fixing and upgrading that's about to start in America with the signing today of the infrastructure law. We'll start out in the country. I'm David Brancaccio. Good morning to you. Today, after a signature from the President of the United States, the $1 trillion infrastructure bill will be law of the land. States that will get the most per capita have a lot of space, if not wilderness. They're certainly rural. Think Alaska, Montana, Wyoming. Marketplace's Savannah Maher reports.
In the winter, driving Montana's highways can be treacherous. But Missoula County Commissioner David Strohmeyer says flying to the other side of the state isn't a great option either.
You have to fly outside of Montana to a regional hub, only then to fly back into Montana.
Strohmeyer's county will spend some of its infrastructure dollars repairing roads for winter driving. And as chair of the Big Sky Passenger Rail Authority, he hopes to see expanded Amtrak service.
We are keenly aware of on the ground what needs to happen.
But some of rural America's local governments aren't prepared, says Jane Kolodinsky with the University of Vermont. For some, this will be the first opportunity to carry out big projects like broadband expansion.
It's up to the communities to really step up to this opportunity.
Kolodinsky lives in Burlington and hopes her local officials will put funding towards paving dirt roads that turn into sludge come mud season. I'm Savannah Maher for Marketplace.
And I'm Nova Safo. The House is back in session today, and Democrats hope to pass Biden's second spending bill proposal this week. That one covers things like child and elder care and maybe paid family and medical leave. Democrats are trying to convince holdout Joe Manchin on that front. He's used his leverage in the evenly split Senate to shrink the size and scope of the spending plan. Paid family and medical leave was reduced from 3 months to one and then completely taken out. But House Democrats have put paid leave back in and are hoping it'll survive any changes in the Senate. Democratic lawmakers and outside advocacy groups are engaged in a last-ditch effort to change Manchin's mind and get him to support paid leave as part of their budget reconciliation bill. Their campaign includes TV and radio ads in Manchin's home state of West Virginia.
Nova, thank you. Let's do the numbers. The FTSE index in London is down 0.1%. Here, Dow, S&P, and NASDAQ futures are all up in the 2 to 0.3% range, up. The benchmark 10-year interest rate is down at 1.56%. Crude oil today is down 1.4% and back below $80 a barrel. We've been hearing the tales of woe from companies. Employees are quitting for greener pastures, possibly higher salaries or more distance from COVID. And finding replacements is hard with so many workers retiring or searching for hard-to-find childcare. As part of our quitting time coverage here, Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman takes a look at healthcare, where the giving of 2 weeks' notice is very much in vogue now.
When the pandemic hit, ERs and ICUs were overwhelmed. But a lot of workers in other areas of healthcare were out of jobs, as everything from elective surgery to dental exams was canceled. Demand for healthcare has rebounded, but a lot of workers haven't come back, says Neeraj Bhandari at the University of Nevada, Las Vegas.
This pandemic may have been the tipping point for folks who were close to retirement or they were burnt out. And they said, you know what, we're going to leave the market.
There are 600,000 fewer workers in healthcare and social assistance now. Turnover is up, and experienced workers are leaving the profession.
Their experience is very, very difficult to replicate or to replace if they decide to quit.
Nursing is down by nearly 400,000 workers. Catherine Verkstis is managing director at the healthcare research firm Advisory Board.
You know, for many years, we talked about a looming shortage, and there's no question there's a shortage that is here and now.
We've lost a lot of nurses. A lot of people left because of the mental anguish associated with COVID.
Sonia Lawrence is a registered critical care nurse at a big public hospital in New York City, where she's worked for the last 27 years, and a nursing union board member.
When COVID came, It took every last ounce of life from us. But working in the hospital, we had become this family. So we stuck together and we, you know, kept each other's back.
Now she's seeing coworkers retire early or take temporary contracts as traveling nurses for as much as $7,000 to $10,000 a week.
The work was getting harder. You had more patients. If I'm going to be unappreciated, burnt out, and have to work this hard, I might as well leave and go and do it through the agency and make the more money.
Low pay is one reason healthcare providers are having trouble hiring and keeping some workers, says Advisory Board's Catherine Verkstes.
Certified nursing assistants, techs, it's pretty similar to the entry-level base pay at Target or Amazon or Starbucks. Someone in that group might find another job appealing.
A job that probably doesn't come with as much complexity and stress and health risk. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.
And you may never have noticed it at the gas pump, but Shell, since time immemorial, has really been Royal Dutch Shell, right? With a tax address in Amsterdam and the big corporate office in London. Well, the news this morning is that company is streamlining its structure and will become a Shell company only, just Shell. The multinational says it's proud of the Royal and the Dutch, but if it's all in London going forward, it's not entitled to those labels anymore. Shell connects this simplification and moving its tax base to the UK to the big transition it's promising to shift away from climate change-inducing fossil fuel. I'm David Brancaccio. This is the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.